The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Planet Gridiron Radio with your host, David Lockhart.
Hey, sounds better and better each week. Like I said, I'm going to keep saying that too, by the way, Ro. Thanks for the shout out. Hey, to our many listeners out there, we'd like to wish you all a very happy Friday, August 26th of the year 2011. We'd like to take you into the weekend. And before we get started.
You finna spin some records or what?
It
sounds like you finna spin some records. Taking you into the weekend.
Before we get there, though, I have to give a special shout out to one of my dear and beloved children. My middle kid, my second daughter, Mia Delaney Lockhart, is 9 years old
today. 9 years old.
9 years old. So she's enjoying her day at school, I'm sure. She got up bright and early, waking everybody up.
It's my birthday.
Fourth grade. So much shout out to her. Also to her godfather, very dear friend of mine in Tucson, Lamont Lovett, is enjoying his 40th birthday today. And I want to give a shout out to him as well.
There you go.
So Mr.
Happy
Roland,
birthday, Mia.
Let's try to recap the week, though.
Okay.
Let me throw it to you, sir. in the wonderful wide world of sports, I mean, as always, we have it now starting off. Basically, we got the football season now here.
Before we get into the football season and the games, you know, the game that was played last night, what's going to happen tonight and tomorrow, let's talk a little baseball. Ooh. And do you think the baseball season is too long?
Yes, I've always thought baseball is way too long, and candidly, I think it's a very boring game.
You know, when there's 350 people at a game in Florida, I mean, storm or no storm, there's 350 people in the stands. I think baseball should be wrapped up 1st of September.
You do?
World Series, everything.
But Roland, let me ask you, why is it that you do not believe that can be done?
There ain't no money.
Exactly.
There ain't no money.
Yeah, you got to have the money.
They're making money, you know, playoffs and World Series and whatnot. But, you know, nobody's watching. Well, there may be a few people. I can't say no one's watching baseball. But, you know, we got college football. We got pro football. Mm-hmm. And all our attention turns there. And we really don't peek our heads out of the sand of baseball until when?
October, when you begin to talk about what?
Playoffs
and you talk about the World Series.
Yeah.
I just think the Boys of Summer, obviously.
Should be the Boys of Summer.
Yeah, it's a group of people or sect of the country or sect of the nation, whatever you want to call it, that generally and thoroughly enjoy baseball. I'm not one of them. I just don't tend to like the game. I remember as a kid.
Yeah.
I'm one of these ADHD kids. Okay, I admit it.
Who you tell?
And my first, I guess, forays into what I call team sports, team competitions and things of that nature started with a choice of either you can play soccer, or you had the opportunity to play baseball. And trust me, I know how soccer gets kicked around and everybody laughs at soccer.
Right.
Nobody pays attention to World Cup Olympics.
Right,
kind of
but
thing.
You're always moving in soccer. You know?
I chose soccer.
Yeah.
I just found baseball to be very boring.
And a lot of people do. I'm not one to find it boring. I really like baseball. I really like it. But I think it's just too long a season. Yeah, did you hear about the kid that got traded from the Diamondbacks? I don't know where he went. I think it was his second
baseman.
Probably
to Toronto.
Yeah, maybe.
Kelly Johnson.
Yeah.
Kelly Johnson,
Got sent to Toronto.
And we picked up two other kids. I don't even know who we got. Aaron.
He's played the whole season. He's played his heart out. They're looking good. They're three games up in their division. They may go, well, they're going to the playoffs, you know.
They may make it to
the World Series, and this poor kid who helped them get there.
Gets cut.
Yeah.
He gets cut.
Sent somewhere else.
Yeah, but he also gets a cut. If they make it to the World Series,
he does
get a cut.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they have this kind of weird rule.
Well, that's good. That's not weird. That makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah.
If he goes and the team goes to the World Series or playoffs, he still gets paid.
That would be correct, and he also gets to collect on a ring.
Well, that's wonderful. Yeah, that's, so that, I feel better. I feel better now. Enjoy your time in Toronto.
Exactly, because if somebody, like you said, does well in terms of the Diamondbacks be doing well, he also gets to partake in some of the wealth that will be shared.
That is good. That's good. I did not know that.
Well, we learned a few things. Hey, to many, many callers out there, as we say, 888-346-9144. Let's give a shout-out to Ray Ellis, that executive producer, giving us that shout-out that
former
wave
Eagle.
In.
Exactly. Eagle.
Who actually showed a little something. Let's pick up with the NFL. We had a few NFL preseason games last night, starting
Eagles.
With Cleveland Eagles. And there was much ado to me about nothing regarding Michael Vick's performance in the game prior to.
Michael Vick needs a line. And it's been said and said and said again after a performance last night. He is 2 to 3 games away from being on IR.
Well,
hey, there he is. Speaking of Michael Vick. Just walked in the house.
Yeah, Michael Vick, But anyway, you know, Michael Vick is a special kind of talent, obviously.
Right.
And I'm not going to be the dead horse here. We're glad he's gotten an opportunity to return. And he's definitely taking advantage of the opportunity.
Yeah, let's speak of what he's doing now. You know, he's taken charge of the team. He's got his confidence. I don't know if you saw his news conference, and in his news conference, the confidence that he portrayed and that he let come across, you know.
Yeah.
So he's ready to play some football. He's a football player.
He
and
is.
He's back.
Yeah. And we are now joined by
the one
drum
and
roll.
Only.
Give us the drum roll. Light up number 3 for us. Light up number 3 for us. The man who gave birth to, hey, welcome to Planet Gridiron.
Exactly.
VoiceAmericaSports.com.
The one and only.
Damian Anderson. What up, DA?
How you guys doing, man?
It is
great to see you guys having so much fun.
Man, thank you again for the platform.
I'm Planet Gridiron Radio. I'm Voice America.
We are loving it.
You look like you guys are having a lot of fun, man.
Yeah,
I miss you guys.
Do you?
Yeah. But not that much.
Not that much. Come back.
You're looking real corporate there. Got your phone on the side there.
It's official now. I took my shirt in.
Oh, yeah.
Tuck your shirt in. Put the BlackBerry on.
That's because you're off workout.
You done been to court this morning.
I did my thing. But no, man, it's so good to see you here. But like you say, you're looking real edumacated. You got the Northwestern look. You're very professional. And what else is missing is the do-rag. I'm missing the do-rag.
I'll wear it in the car.
How are things going for you?
It's going good, man. Obviously, the Cardinals 1-1 right now in the preseason. They went up to Oakland. I mean, it was a bit of a – it's going to be growth. I mean, you're going to have to see the team. With limited amount of time and the amount of chemistry that's going to need to come together, it's a good and bad problem. The good part, everyone in the NFL is experiencing the same thing.
Right.
The bad part is that they have a limited amount of time, a lot of new moving parts. Hopefully the coaches do a good enough job to get them all together to play football. I mean, and it's not like you're dealing with a guy that, you know, our son's age where they just go out there and just say, here's what a block is and here's how to run the ball. A lot of these guys, the information's already familiar with. So it's just a matter of executing, developing the chemistry, and allowing these guys to just play.
Right.
And what we've seen the past two games is, I think, progress. I mean, you look at Kevin Cobb, he's continuing to get better. You look at Larry, he just continues to make great plays.
Speaking of that, not to cut you off, but
you did.
What do they do about the other side? What do you do about the other side?
Of defense?
No, the other side of Larry, on the opposite side of Larry. Who's there?
Well, I think they're very talented. Andre Roberts has just stepped it up, the kid.
I mean, his
maturation process from year, I mean, Dave and I, and you as well, I mean, anyone just a fan of the sport could watch the game and see that this guy didn't look like he was ready last year. That's just what it was. He didn't look like he was ready. But as the season progressed, he got a lot more confidence in his ability. Mm-hmm. And we saw that towards the end of the year where he had, I believe it was against Dallas, where he had about 7 for over 100 yards. I mean, he really progressed. And if you see him at camp, I mean, he has the utmost confidence. He's worked with Larry Fitzgerald over this past offseason. They have a guy from Crawford or Bradford, something like that.
Is he the older gentleman? He's the older guy that's 26. Did they draft it?
He's a rookie though this year. He's talented. You have the tight end Hausler.
I was about to ask that. Is really, Damon, excuse me for cutting you off, but I'd like to interject.
He does that all the time.
I mean, we finally, for a change in the Valley, now have very good tight ends, and we have good tight end depth. I mean, if you start with the All-Pro
Tahip.
Okay.
Yep. Jeff King.
Jeff King. And how about the Robert Hauser? You're getting ready to see him up close and personal much more than we do. Mm. He's a young kid that we took out of the third round.
Dave, Dave, he's very, very talented. I mean, he has his upside is tremendous. He just has to play more football. Okay. And it's similar to Andre Roberts, but I think that his learning curve was a bit smaller because of the fact that he just progressed, just found ways. The coaching staff did a good job of finding ways to get him the ball in terms of space. And sure. I think Andre Roberts, it was more the terminology, maybe the verbiage where he just, it took him some time to get used to. And sure. his ability, Rob, last game, I mean, he led receiver, you know, he led all receivers. Granted, he played the whole game and he was every quarterback's viable option.
Absolutely.
In every tight end, you know, Jeff King is a running tight end type. He didn't play, but it was a great opportunity and I think that he capitalized on it.
Okay. And I want to talk about this. The loss of Ryan Williams.
Mm.
I mean, I think to me, I'm not going to say devastating, but definitely we are going to feel
it's
the
devastating.
Fact.
It's
okay.
Is it really that bad?
It is. Because
I mean, for both him
and the team,
the organization.
I didn't want to say that, but I will certainly defer to you. But when I saw the injury in that one, I ruptured my patella tendon, and I'm certainly not at the level of this gentleman here, Ryan Williams. But I know it takes at least a year for that to happen to
oh,
come
really?
Back from
it's that. Bad.
Oh, it's that bad, but. You knew he was gone for the season, and we were counting on his contribution this year. Damian?
Dave, well, one thing about him, I mean, he wears 34. He's about 5'9".
Sweetness.
He's about 5'9", 210 pounds. I wouldn't, you know, I'm not going to crown him just yet, but he had all the flashes of being a very successful running back in the National Football League. He had the ability to make guys miss. He showed mark improvement. I'd just say mark ability to pick up blitzes in that game. And as you know, running backs, I mean, you want everyone can do the basics, but it's that ability to make guys miss, fight for yardage, and run bigger than you are. And that's right. what Ryan Williams was able to do. And he would have gave, I mean, he would have definitely challenged, I think, progressing throughout the year, he would have challenged Beanie Wells for that spot. But
I had him starting.
But we saw,
did you really?
I had him starting by the end of the year.
But we saw some
by
promising things from Beanie in that Green Bay game. He's put his foot in the ground. And I think that's when Beanie runs like he's 230 pounds, he's one of the better running backs in the National Football League. But the thing about it, I think he has a tendency to just want to do too much.
Okay.
When it's not there, and just he in a progression of a running back, it's the first, second quarter, you got a pound, buddy. And I don't think he's necessarily used to that coming from Ohio State, where the holes were just mammoth, and
right.
all he had to do is put his head down and run 40 yards.
Do you think he's learning the game? Do you think
absolutely? He's definitely progressing. He's definitely progressing, and you see that from game one to game two. And I'm gonna be honest, relating to the running back position, I mean, I've had that. I remember we played Northern Illinois one game, and I mean, I still had a good game, but if you watched on tape, I didn't have that conviction when I ran.
Okay,
you know what
right.
I mean? And then I played the next game. I was like, okay, no matter what, first, second quarter, I'm just trying to punish everybody, run through arm tackles. And then the third quarter came, and it was easier to make a decision or make a cut, make a guy miss, and things of that nature. Where some backs, like a Ryan Williams, it comes a lot easier to do.
So, and it's also called developing a rhythm, when you agree with that, in terms of the game, where you're speaking about as, like you said, you set up a game and you have phases, is what you just described of.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're trying to establish that this is going to be my style for today, and then it becomes easier, I guess, to enforce your will upon the opponent as you begin, one, not only successful, but as the game progresses and you wear them down.
Yeah, that's true, Dave, but also, when you're dealing with the National Football League and you have people competing at various positions, your opportunity becomes limited, you know, and when you get a carry. Because, say, for example, Roland and I are running backs, and I get in the game, and I'm carrying the ball, and I have three or four carries, and I don't do much, but Roland gets two and rips off a 20 and a 15-yarder, Roland's not going to come out the game. You know, that's just what it is, and it's not, oh, well, we got to let Dave get in and get rhythm. No, Roland's
a
high-end.
Roland's
and that's what you deal with a lot in the NFL, and it's just like anything. I mean, it's emotions are involved, and the crowd gets hyped up, and you see players playing with a lot of swag. And
it's what's happening now.
The team builds up around this guy, and they're like, man, they play a lot better when X is in the game. And
speaking
that's
Tim Hightower, man.
He's doing his thing for Washington.
Yes, he is. I actually disagree. I understood why they had to do what they did. Okay, they couldn't keep both Beanie in my mind and Hightower.
Right.
They just couldn't.
Uh-huh.
Somebody had to make a decision. I'm not putting Damian on the spot because the job descriptions and affiliation are the same.
Yeah.
My personal opinion is that as much as there may have been a need to get him off of the team because you're looking to give other people opportunities, I also think there may have been – I guess, affected, if you will, or influenced by the fact that one was a first-round draft pick, whereas you're dealing with another individual that has the same set, has a skill set that one that is replaceable, but also a fifth-round pick.
Well, I mean, in the National Football League, I mean, I guess it's an acronym for many things, and one is not for long.
Right, yeah.
Both those skill sets can be replaced, and yeah. I mean, and I'll try and keep this as brief as possible. Tim Hightower is a very talented back, and I mean, and I'm grateful for the opportunity that he has in Washington. Beanie Wells, I think the coaches saw the upside with him and wanted to give him opportunity. I think it was possibly, you know, they felt as though Tim being here because he was basically just earned the job and he wasn't going to give it up.
Sure.
I mean, he worked hard. He didn't do anything wrong but fumble, and I thought that can go the wrong way.
Sure.
I mean, it cost a couple games, and the coaches wanted. I just feel as though that this is Beanie's year to give him every opportunity to be successful.
To prove himself,
and obviously you had Ryan Williams here, and that I think that potentially they're going to bring in another running back, another veteran.
Yeah.
They just kind of have
you
to.
You might show up and there'd be a set of pads in your office.
not
David, we need you on the field.
Hey, folks, hey, man, we'd like to pick this back up. We got to go to break right now. We love having Mr. Damian Anderson back in with us. Stay with us, folks. Planet Gridiron, Voice America Sports.
Internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
Hey, son, why so down?
Well, gee golly, Dad, Coach doesn't let me play. I'm always on the sidelines, and I can't seem to make any friends. I don't know what to do anymore.
Well, here, son, why don't you try some of these PlanetGridiron.com pills? It says right here on the label, they'll get you bigger, faster, and stronger. They'll even get you friends.
Wow, thanks, Pop. You're swell.
Wow, Dad, this stuff really works.
I'm starting bigger, faster, and stronger,
and everybody loves me.
PlanetGridiron.com is not a pill and cannot make you bigger, faster, or stronger. It is a website dedicated to players, coaches, and fans engineered to get you better on the field and beyond. PlanetGridiron.com.
Where football lives.
What if there was a program that brought the best in sports and the best of entertainment together in one place? It can be done, and Darnell Autry proves it every week on Outside the Spotlight. In this program, athletes and artists come together to share their success stories, hobbies, professional projects, and more that will interest not only the sports fan, but fans of entertainment and other human interest stories. If you have something you want to ask your favorite athlete or entertainer, listen for Outside the Spotlight, Fridays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, on Voice America Sports.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
And welcome back to Planet Gridiron Radio with your host, David Lockhart.
Hey, hey, hey. We got the real host, though, here. The real deal. Holyfield.
No,
Mr.
Man,
D.A.
That's all you guys.
Hey, joining
that's
us here.
Again,
888-346-9144 if you want to call in and jump in. But I think the tenor or theme of this show is going to be Valley-based Cardinal, because all the Cardinal love that I'm feeling in the room with the return of D.A.
That's right.
So, D.A., with the changes that are being made, we were just talking off record briefly with the, subtraction and then addition. We have subtraction of Max Hall, but the inclusion addition of Brody Croyle to the fray. Is that an opportunity for Brody to remain with us, or is he a body for camp? In your opinion, just
I haven't seen much of him, Dave.
Okay.
I mean, since he's been at camp, I mean, obviously we'll get a good test of. I mean, may not because it's the third game,
sure.
And you got to figure Cobb is going to play
into the third quarter, maybe
a significant amount of time, and then you got Skelton and possibly Rich Bartell as well, and then that's where he comes in. So I think it's I don't want to say a body because I hate. I mean, I was always a body guy or a bubble guy, so I never want to feel as though that's the case. But, I mean, in the NFL, I mean, it's a numbers game, and they want to protect their players in terms of reps and every opportunity. I mean, that's what the game has evolved to right now. But as you mentioned, Dave, I mean, you're familiar more with his experience at Alabama as well as as well as Kansas City. So, I mean, I'm sure he's talented. I mean, he did some positive things at Alabama, but
yeah,
it's going to be tough. I mean, you got guys like Kevin Cobb. Rich Bartell is very big and very athletic. I mean, I know that people haven't seen much of him, mm-hmm. but he's a very good player, and I think he's really going to challenge Skelton for that number two spot. And obviously Cobb is going to see three quarters of football, what he can do. I mean, this is the game rehearsal. This is what the closest we're going to get in the preseason to a real game. So, I mean, it's sold out in front of a home crowd fan. It's going to be great.
So based on your experience, it seems that, again, as you've already said, the third game is the one that's where you game plan. And mm-hmm. It's more of an idea of the actual game environment, the game situation, meaning the games that count.
Well, I just think the starters or the second teamers, they take more of a mental standpoint, like, well, I'm not just going to get one or two. The snaps don't matter.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to be playing for a significant amount of time.
We're playing the game.
Not like last week or the week before. It's like, okay, I got one series and I'm going to be out of here.
You know what I mean?
I'm going to get warmed up.
Okay.
I'm going to take two ibuprofen and take a Monster and get my mind right. You know what I mean? Before
exactly.
I go out there and, you know, kiss the babies and be ready to play some great football, because it's real deal. Everyone knows the third game means a lot. And obviously you got your guys, your bubble guys out there fighting.
Sure.
But for the most part, we're going to see starters and see what this team's really about. And I think that we saw progress from the Green Bay game. The first, I'd say, half of the first quarter, the defense was getting to the quarterback.
Sure.
And the offense moved the ball. I mean, they're yet to score a touchdown, which I want to see, but mm-hmm. they have all the tools in place. It's just a matter of time before that happens.
Well, I know I'm looking forward to it, because it was great to have a successful team here and get the opportunity
right.
to see
uh-huh.
us go to the Super Bowl. And although that may be the goal and objective of each and every of these 32 teams, except the Raiders, so 31.
let's talk about that real quick. Let's talk about them signing
Terrell Pryor.
Dude's 260 pounds, ran a 4.38.
236.
Well, I exaggerated a little bit.
232, excuse me. But, I mean, he we already know.
4.38, Dave.
4.36, you cut him. 4.36.
Hey, Dave is data man.
He's 4.36 and 4.41. I mean, you know what?
That's fast for that big.
But was that a good choice? Was it a good choice for the Raiders? I mean,
it was absolutely the choice that we knew potentially the Raiders would make.
Could happen. Yes.
We knew that. Because uh-huh. that type of speed on that type of physical specimen with that athletic ability screams what? Raiders.
Talent.
Yeah.
But
what do you do?
Any quarterback there in the pros? Can
I think he can. I mean,
how patient are you willing to be? That's what I'm saying.
That's a question, too. But I'm going to, and I know that, and I've talked to a lot of pro personnel people, and they don't necessarily like his skill set. They don't think it translates over to the National Football League. And I was like, well, what about the comparison of him to Cam Newton? And a lot of feedback that I get is Cam Newton's very polished and he has a very good mechanics. And it's funny, Dave, because when we were talking about it, that was the number one and number two things that they said about him that he didn't have. And maybe that's
right.
just in comparison to Terrell Pryor.
So, right. That's.
But I think that Terrell Pryor's, he's an athlete. He'll adapt. He's won nothing but games at the college level and done it successfully. But I think the only problem is he's going to be playing for the Oakland Raiders.
That's a good.
And why would that be the problem?
It's the Oakland Raiders.
We don't necessarily see developing at any position there. I mean, guys. I mean, besides Nnamdi Asamoah, think about it. Guys just go there and literally get swallowed in the black hole. I mean, we saw Charles Woodson go there, Jerry Rice. I mean, Tim Brown, and
yeah, it's a graveyard in terms of
really.
Prolong your career. Yeah. But you know what?
Their front eight is pretty good, man.
And then
they went 8-8 last year. They got a good running game, Michael Bush.
Darren McFadden finally stepping up, not injured.
Mm-hmm.
You know, going back to the quarterback situation, there was an interesting numbers that were spoken about on a couple of other radio shows. So we're of that quality, and I think we need to address them too, which are the 26-20-60 rule. 26 Wunderlich, at least 20 starts in college. 60% completion rate generally is equating now to success at the NFL level.
So you bringing that sabermetrics to the football a little bit?
It seems to be bearing out as true now.
So is Christian Ponder the deal then?
Then he potentially can be, because I think he does have the
he does have the 20
starts.
He is the 60.
But you know what? Here's also the guy since 1998: Peyton Manning,
mm-hmm.
Philip Rivers, Drew Brees, Matt Ryan.
All the things that you're talking about success and experience.
Sure.
And that's what you need as a quarterback. You need that confidence to transition over success. You don't want a guy, I mean, don't get me wrong, I think Cam Newton, everyone knows he's talented, but it's the mental aspect that I think
Absolutely.
That's
going to, it's going to be retarded
jeopardize his career and limit it. Because, right. You know, in terms of his progression, because I don't think that he's going to, we're going to see, unless he could go, if he should have went to a Green Bay.
Right.
You know, where he could learn from a good quarterback. Right. And
Aaron Rodgers was in that group, excuse
that's
me.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, he was in that group too.
You know, where he could go to.
What was Cam Newton's wonderlic?
Exactly.
Know?
This is what I was getting ready to say. Now, I'm going to go back just a little bit since we're talking. I'm loving this today, guys. So, hey, thanks, folks. I'm glad DA is coming to see us. 888-346-9144. Last year's quarterbacks, okay, you had Jimmy Clausen, you had Sam Bradford, and you had one other kid whose name escapes me this time. They were the top three quarterbacks. Guess who was the quarterback that was 26-20-60 who met that criteria? Only one of them did it.
Bradford.
Sam Bradford. There's some truth to this. Now, who didn't hit this? Ryan Leaf, Dante Culpepper, Jamarcus Russell, Tim Tebow, excluding having all three of them.
Right.
Okay. Tim Tebow had one of the lowest wonderlic tests out of all the quarterbacks last year. You know
really?
Who was second just above him?
Who?
Jimmy Clausen.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Now, there's a person that kind of defies that because...
But you know what? That's also talking about, I mean, if you really break it down, it's really those flash-in-the-pan, one-year wonder guys.
It's the guys who are great athletes at the collegiate level that you can put the ball
in. So what
in
about
hands
your boy at out of Arkansas?
You're talking
Mallett.
Mallett? Ryan Mallett. There
where's
are some,
at?
Right. He
is. Where is he at?
He's two of the three.
Oh, okay. So there are some exceptions.
Right, right, yeah, right. Uh-huh. Yeah, you, he.
Because I really think he's going to be the crown jewel
I
of
think
this
he
class.
Is. And excuse me, I'm wrong. He is all three. He
okay.
had more
yeah,
than 26.
Yeah.
He had more than 60%.
All right.
And he had a more than 20.
You're stat man.
Yeah, he is all three of those. So oddly enough, who wasn't that, but still is a great athlete and also was pretty bright and is surrounded by a great team is Mark Sanchez. But he has two of the three.
Right.
Who has only one of the three, which is a bit surprising.
And he was one of the guys that we talked about, 1 year kind of flash in the pan, just made it happen 1 year and got up out of there.
But great athlete, played at a sophisticated El Capistrano in California. He goes into USC, which runs a pro-style offense. He sits behind.
He's prepared.
He's prepared. He sat behind Matt Leinart, and then he got the opportunity to play 16 starts, and then here you go. He's already had some successes at that level. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, to answer your question, Cam Newton is 14 starts because he only had 1 year. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And he's below 26 on a,
But he did have a start at the junior college though.
He did
won a national championship.
He won a national championship there.
Yeah.
No question he did. But he did in that Westlake in Atlanta, Georgia College Park. Well, school right around the corner from where I live.
Dave, you live in Arizona, Southeast Valley.
That's right.
Stop claiming home.
That's right. Wilmington.
Stop.
So what is a wonderlic? Is it an IQ test?
DA has taken a test, and I guarantee you that this gentleman here scored higher than 26. Guaranteed.
What was your score?
I don't remember.
You know,
but no, it was pretty good.
Yeah,
I don't remember.
Yeah.
It's
questions asking this. What is your linebacker who did?
It's more so logic.
It's have questions, some as simple as, what's the third month of the year?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes that happens. What it really does is it's testing your ability to make quick decisions. It's not.
Is it a time test?
It's a time test.
Uh-huh. You have 3 hours, man.
Yeah, 50 questions.
Yeah, it's an extensive amount of time to take that test, so you're not in a hurry.
3 hours and 50 questions.
No, he's exaggerating. Huh?
I mean, you have enough time. It's not like,
you should
I got hurt before
the questions.
Any essay questions?
No, you do get the kind of question about, you know, if a train leaves, but it's simplified. You know,
oh, really?
Chicago, going this,
spell back. Backwards, forwards.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's some things that
going
like
20
that
miles
going
per hour.
But you know who also falls in the not so all three? I mean, that's Young. He as well. Now, who also doesn't fall into that category of the cybermetrics, if you will, would be Michael Vick. But all NFL guys, executives are saying he's just such a special talent.
But you know what? From what it sounds like, the ones that aren't falling into that are minority.
These are generally the quarterbacks that I'll be honest with you.
You said Mark Sanchez. I guess
he's minority.
Yeah. Well, here's what you're getting. To be honest, is these types of quarterbacks.
You said Ryan Leaf.
Yeah. Ryan Leaf is it. Cole
from
falls in
miles,
it.
But you could also
from Detroit.
But you could also say underclassmen.
Ben Roethlisberger also falls just a little short.
But you could also say underclassmen.
Yeah.
Guys that left early too.
Jay Cutler.
Okay.
Jay Cutler falls in the. Vince
below.
Young, yeah. But you know what? They have, like, let's say two or three are real close.
Mm-hmm.
And you see what the performances are like. So I have to think, Jamie, that there's some connection to what they're saying. You agree?
I mean, there's a lot of tools out there in order to evaluate, and the quarterback's such an important position that they have to find some way. But, I mean, I think it's a good measuring stick. I mean, I don't know how many, but it sounds like 75% of them have been successful versus the field. So, I mean, in terms of having those three, I guess, categories. But, I mean, I don't think it's not fatal, but at the end of the day, it comes down to playing football and making decisions. And if you really look at it,
success.
You know,
it hasn't been many guys that, I mean, with the exception of Kurt Warner, to really come from nowhere and do it.
Yeah, I would agree. Johnny Unitas, but right. I agree with you. You can count those individuals.
Yeah. You go way back.
Yeah, yeah,
Johnny Unitas.
Who is that?
Wearing boots.
Exactly.
Leather helmets.
No, but I mean, it really is an exciting time of the year, I think, in the Valley from the standpoint of professional ranks and also.
How about the Diamondbacks?
Yeah. We talked about them briefly, but you know, we not no real
three
baseball
games up.
Show. Then we ain't no real.
All I know is first place in the West.
Sound good. Yeah,
I don't even know who else is in the NL.
Giants, Padres. You know what?
It was a joke, Dave.
It was a joke. No, I'm saying that too because I'm trying to figure out as well who's left there and the Dodgers. Right?
Okay.
So no, man, we got that winning. We got that loving winning feeling right now in the Valley, and I think we all should just enjoy it because a lot of people, a lot of states. Or cities or whatever, would love to be where we are. Hey, folks, got to go pay some bills. We'll be back. Give us about a minute. Please hang in there with us.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
Hey, son, why so down?
Well, gee golly, Dad, Coach doesn't let me play. I'm always on the sidelines, and I can't seem to make any friends. I don't know what to do anymore.
Well, here, son, why don't you try some of these PlanetGridiron.com pills? It says right here on the label, they'll get you bigger, faster, and stronger. They'll even get you friends.
Wow, thanks, Pop. You're swell.
Wow, Dad. This stuff really works.
I'm starting bigger, faster, and stronger,
and everybody loves me.
PlanetGridiron.com is not a pill and cannot make you bigger, faster, or stronger. It is a website dedicated to players, coaches, and fans engineered to get you better on the field and beyond. PlanetGridiron.com.
Where football lives.
Okay, sports fans, here's your opportunity to discuss football, America's favorite sport. On an annual basis, millions of people attend, watch, and listen to football, both pro and college. Ray Ellis Sports, an internet talk radio show, was developed with the fan in mind. Join host former Philadelphia Eagles and Cleveland Browns strong safety, Ray Ellis, on Voice America Sports every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific for exciting, interactive football discussions from the fans' perspective. Tune in every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific to Ray Ellis Sports right here on the Voice America Network. And let's talk football.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
And welcome back to Planet Gridiron Radio with your host, David Lockhart.
And welcome back to that third segment, but I want to pick up. Get in where you fit in, folks. 888. Where's that number? 346-91 DA. Give me the last four. LaRon Stevens
hyphen.
Okay, now he's number two now on the depth chart. Is that correct at this point?
Yeah, I think until they get another veteran back to establish themselves as that guy, LaRon will be the number two. And I mean, think about it. I mean, he creates, as we talked about, Dave, he's a playmaker. He creates mismatches with the secondary, cornerbacks, linebackers. And I don't think it should necessarily be a position where they put him in the game and he's a tailback. I think they should keep Beanie and him in the game so they don't know what they're going to do. And I think Sean Payton did a great job of it when he had Reggie Bush and Deuce and the other back too before, obviously, the new guy got there. But Reggie Bush and
who's the other guy?
From Illinois, running back from Illinois.
Oh, he's still there. Pierre Thomas.
There we go.
So do you look at him as somewhat of a poor man's Bush, poor man's Sproles?
I'd say he's a little bit of both. You know, he's a combination of those two. He's not even that big, but he runs hard. He doesn't go down easily, and he can make people miss in the kicking game and obviously in the receiving game. Just need space. Create space for him, and it's over.
Okay, and you believe they're best used in combination with a beanie or
– Yeah, I just think that because you can't key on him. Sure. You know, you put him in the backfield, it's like, okay,
we know you're getting it.
Yeah. I mean, same thing with beanie as they've done in the past, and that's why it's so important that he's progressing this blitz pickup is because when he came in the game, it was literally, okay, we're going to run the ball.
Okay.
You know, so I think now you're seeing the progression. I think that's what the coaches see, and we always talk about it. It's a love but hated word, the potential of this player.
Sure.
You know, if he just did it, if it was the fifth, we'd all be rich.
We'd be drunk rich.
You know what I'm saying? If that's what it is. Yeah. And they just invest so much on the potential of kids because they see the size and they see, but I mean, you guys have been around just whether it be drum school or track or
trombone school,
track and football. You see the guy where he's amazing. You know, I mean, he looks at, he jumps out the gym, he runs faster than anybody, and you put on football pads and he's
exactly.
You know?
Yeah, like,
which way did
he go?
Speaking of size, is Michael Adams still with us?
Michael Adams,
the corner, the small,
he just had meniscus surgery, he'll be out. He'll be out the first game. Till the first regular season. So you know, they just kind of
big heart.
They know what they can do.
Big heart, right.
He's a 3-4. That's all. I mean,
he's a nickel, great nickelback, great special teams. I mean, those two. I mean, are one and the same. They both do the same thing for the offense and defensive side of the ball. Meaning, LaRod Stevens Howland and Michael Adams. Because if you see him, you're like, there's no way
you should be playing football.
Right.
But they get it done.
They get it done and have, like Roland said, got big hearts and play football how it's supposed to be played.
Well, let's flip on the other side. Let's talk about that Cardinal defense because it does need some work based upon statistically what we saw last year.
Right.
What's somewhat shocking, DA, is the fact that the front seven still appears to be the same front seven that we had last year.
Yeah.
I was not delighted or elated with what I saw.
Okay.
I don't think anybody
was, and neither were they.
Okay. So what would give us reason to believe that there's going to be mock improvement from what we observed last year?
Well, you would hope that Coach Ray Horton,
with
his implementation of the fire zone blitzes and different looks, will create opportunities for these players. I mean, I think that if whoever watched the game last week, you saw Joey Porter, Darnell Dockett dropping in the coverage and something that they've never – I mean, it was new to me. I mean, I've never seen it happen.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it was just a new-look defense. And I think that, as we talked about, Dave, you made a point earlier when we were off the air about a new scene, new scene. Yeah. And I think that you got Ray and – these guys are fired up. I mean, we see him getting off the ball. Darnell Dockett's back to making play.
Yeah, he was.
Calais Campbell's back to making play. And when that stuff's contagious, man. When you got guys out there, you got Clark Higgins, who's a high motor guy, and the linebackers, they got to get home. And Darrell Washington's continuing to get better. And if O'Brien Schofield could play like he did last game all year, I mean, the sky's the limit for this defense because obviously it's a residual effect. The defensive line is only going to make the secondary and the safeties that much better. And hopefully Adrian can recover quickly from his bicep injury.
And I was going to talk about that. It appears he returned to the field yesterday.
He started practice back 2 days ago.
So, I mean, is he thud or he's not live yet?
No, he's not live. I think he's just, you know, run and go. It's just more so going through the movements full speed but not hitting anyone.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And with the loss of Rogers Cromartie, what are we doing? Addition by subtraction again, or
well, I mean, obviously we got the draft pick,
Peterson,
yeah,
and I think it's almost like with him right now, he's caught in the headlights. I mean, I think that because you see the talent, you see him when he turns it on, and you just see the ability there. It's like a caged animal just waiting to come out, and I just think it's him. He's waiting to get familiar.
Just learn
the ropes because you see it in his eyes. He's like when he's out there at defensive back, and you just know like when it's just not for real, and the coaches aren't watching. He's out there just running around. Yeah. And dude looks amazing. Like he could just stop and cover anybody, but as soon as like the lights come on, it's like he's just thinking too much.
I
think that once he gets comfortable, he's going to be a beast. And right now he's starting at nickel and dime, so he's on the field, and you got AJ Jefferson where you just can't deny the kid, he's making plays.
So who goes out and talks to the kid and say, just relax?
I just think it's coach. I mean, they have Deshae Townsend, who's played 11 years in the National Football League.
Also the Crimson Tide kid.
Yeah. And you also got Ray Horton, who played defensive back as well. So, and a lot of veterans, too, on that team. You got Kerry Rhodes and
Adrian Wilson back there. So, I mean, I'm sure that they're going to talk to him. And part of it, too, I just think he has to be open to it and understanding just it's more rep. And then just get him the ball, too. I think that'll work as well, him in the kick return game, sure. because I think that's where he feels, that's what's shown, he feels the most comfortable returning the ball, whether it be punts or kick returns.
You think they're going to match him with Stevens Howling with kickoff returns, or is he going to be primarily a punt returner at this
No, I think they'll do both. Okay. I think they'll just try and, like we said, in terms of you pay that much money, I mean, do the top five overall.
Give me that universal tool, then.
Yeah, exactly. You better do everything.
Exactly.
Hey, what do you get paid? What do you get paid?
Fifth pick money, first round.
So Cam Newton got 22 guaranteed.
You would think he got
roughly
10, 12 guaranteed?
Somewhere, I'd say that to 15.
15.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, most, maybe 15. To 10.
Which is way more palatable than a $50 million guaranteed on something that you don't know is going to either go snake eyes
or
hit a home run.
Snake eyes. It's very smarter what the NFL has done. I think it's great in terms of allocating that fund, that extra funds to the veterans players.
Absolutely.
And now, I mean, we'll talk about pay, what Larry just got.
Yes, let's talk. Pizzaid is what I'm talking about. That
highest paid receiver, I guess.
Non-quarterback. Yeah, non-quarterback
ever.
He might be.
I mean, it averaged, what, to 15 million a year?
Yes, over the first 3 years of the contract.
Yeah.
So, all you heard was
truck backing up.
Driving
off. You know what? How amazing is that? Third contract, 28 years of age. And you know what? Yeah. Earned air cent.
Okay.
Of the money.
Yeah, he works hard, man.
He works hard.
He's a consummate pro. He's out there before and after practice. And
just a good guy. You know, the guy's platinum, you know.
Right. And you know what? Adrian Wilson even shared that on one of the shows in the afternoon. I want to say Jarecki and Bickley about how, one, he's a consummate pro, but how deserving he was of it because of not only what he does on the field, but he is the face of the franchise. When you say the Cardinals, you associate, the first player, at least in my mind, is who? It's Larry Fitzgerald.
Yeah.
And he's never going to be in trouble.
Kurt Warner. It was Kurt Warner.
That's true. But yeah. It was Kurt Warner.
Yeah.
He's never in any trouble. He's real low-key. He performs every time you need him to perform. He caught 90 balls last year. That is so shocking.
And had over 1,000 yards with four different receivers. Four different quarterbacks.
That were all stanky. All of them were stanky. Uh-huh. You know, and I'm he still had 90. I know, D.A., you can't go there.
Okay, you got Ocho Cinco, Randy Moss. You got guys, T.O., that are, you know, in trouble. Maybe not in trouble, but, you know, they're just, you know, shenanigans.
They're divas. Yeah,
right, and Larry's not.
Yeah.
Larry goes to work.
You know, and I'm sure.
I think they all go to work. I mean, I just think Larry is very image conscious, and he's very educated. His father's has been involved in the media his entire life. Larry makes some great decisions, personal decisions about how he wants to be seen in the eye of his fans.
You hit it right there. His father is involved.
Sure,
his father's there. He's continuing.
So the other guy's got that ND, that no daddy.
No daddy. My uncle Luke. Give me words of advice, and you know all this.
And where's he at in the penitentiary?
Yeah, right. Trying to tell me, this is what you should be doing, you know. But no, he is a consummate pro. It seems that he has always been an individual that will listen. Might not necessarily agree with all the advice, but at least he will listen. Okay.
Right.
And he's very much image conscious, which is nothing wrong with that. He's Alex Rodriguez without that other periphery crap in terms of being just very conscious of his image. Okay. Without the other crap, like I said, that goes along with being Alex Rodriguez. Because to some degree, to be a successful wide receiver.
So Larry and Jordan Sparks eating popcorn, you think Larry go ballistic if they showed a picture of him eating popcorn?
No, I don't think he would. And to be quite honest, I didn't find that, you know, Alex Rodriguez, he said when I was younger, I would have been much more upset about that. But he even articulated, he's like, hey, that's just part of it. You know, he's Alex Rodriguez.
Really, dude, you have a $200 million contract. People care about who you are.
Right.
Deal with it.
Exactly. And that's what he's starting to say. He said, but finally it was a maturation process for him. And there you go.
I mean, just embrace it. I mean, you're a celebrity. You're a star. I mean, that's why you get paid. That's why you get money.
I mean,
I don't understand why it becomes a problem for athletes or stars or people in the media.
There you go. But that's the 31-year-old Damian Anderson answer. How would you?
32.
32. Oh,
32. 32. Birthday's in July.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
I'm going to give you a little
love. You're my friend.
Young buck.
Good to go.
But hey, how would the 22-year-old you know, respond to that kind of money?
Very similar. I mean, you forget I come from NU, man. We're very educated and very image conscious.
You
as
talk
well.
About that Ian Star Star AU.
Yeah, man. I think that would be the same way. I get it. I understand right. that when I was at Northwestern and we had a lot of success. I mean, it was just, and I still had to go to class, and there was no difference between me and John that was sat right next to me. That's just life. That's how my parents raised me, so I never saw a difference.
The one you were looking over there?
with the brim down. I just wonder why, Dave. Was it like this at your show, too? Like, when it wasn't test time, everyone sat together, all the players, and when it was test time, spread out.
First. Now, all I know is
you're on your own.
You got my paper?
My chair used to be getting kicked. I'm going to slide that over there.
You're on your own.
All right. Hey, man, I might not get that letter this year, but I'm going to get the letter today. Man, but, you know, with the college, let's talk a little bit about college football, man, because it appears to be scandal after scandal after violation.
Talking about Miami.
I'm talking about it all. You got LSU even with Russell Shepard running into some issues where he's been suspended. He was the second leading receiver last year, came in with a lot of hype out of Cy Fair in Houston. Has played okay, but this was supposed to be the year that he really turned it on.
I mean, is it surprising, Dave?
No.
What did he do? Why did he get suspended?
Well, he had come under
investigation. He had a Bentley.
Exactly.
In a 5,000 square foot. No, I don't know.
No, I mean, he was under investigation with the NCAA for what? Receiving
improper benefits.
Improper benefits.
Okay.
What he did was, after his meeting, he went and told the next guy or teammate who was supposed to meet, okay, and you're not allowed to do that. So that resulted in an automatic suspension. That's actually why he got suspended. Okay. And then you have the other issues with now a little Fifth Ward bees being thrown when everybody's supposed to be not violating curfew at LSU with the quarterback, and everybody's going to Shady's Bar in LSU.
Right. Okay.
Now, I don't know, DA, we were just checking. They have been arrested.
The player that turned themselves in.
Yeah, had to turn themselves
in. So what happened with that? I saw a little bit of the flash on the ticker.
Well, we got a minute here. Let's go to this break here because I'd like to pick it up because we don't talk about that, folks. Hey, come back with us. Planet's Gridiron. What's America Sports? In-house guest, our former host, Mr. D.A., Damian Anderson.
Internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Hey, son, why so down?
Well, gee golly, Dad, Coach doesn't let me play. I'm always on the sidelines, and I can't seem to make any friends. I don't know what to do anymore.
Well, here, son, why don't you try some of these PlanetGridiron.com pills? It says right here on the label, they'll get you bigger, faster, and stronger. They'll even get you friends.
Wow, thanks, Pop. You're swell.
Wow, Dad, this stuff really works.
I'm starting bigger, faster, and stronger,
and everybody loves me.
PlanetGridiron.com is not a pill and cannot make you bigger, faster, or stronger. It is a website dedicated to players, coaches, and fans engineered to get you better on the field and beyond. PlanetGridiron.com.
Where football lives.
Is a beauty.
There's a fly ball deep right field. Back goes O'Neal. He's at the
shot.
Got it. With 2.8 seconds left
to left. I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything.
Cover everything.
Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
Welcome back to the Planet Gridiron Radio Show with your host, David Lockhart, Damian Anderson, Ray Ellis, everybody here today.
And we got the whole crew and we're back. Before we went to break, we were talking about some of the
scandals. Let me acknowledge the executive producer, one Ray Ellis, real quick. He is the coolest 50-year-old I've ever met.
Not for long. I'll be 50 soon.
Like I said, he's the coolest 50-year-old.
Oh.
Cooler than a fan, man. It must be. Throwing up that sign there. But before we went to break, folks, we were talking about the scandals that have just seemed to just be proliferating all over the place with respect to the NCAA. And now we have LSU that we were talking about. And just to get everyone up to speed, you have a situation where you had the break of fall camp. And okay. Roland, you were saying so you were about to say something?
Why do you think that these scandals are surfacing? Do you think they always existed, but with media now, you know, the phones, the tweeting and all that is just out
I'm
now?
Just going to say, why did you ask the question and then answer it? And
I'm asking.
Do
you think it's because people have camera phones and can record
accounts and Facebook?
Well, what do you think?
No, yeah.
Do you think I'm right?
Matter of fact, I don't even have to think. I know you're right. That is the issue with what's going on here. It's no question that it is.
It affects every realm of society. Yeah. I mean, if you go into politics, you go into stars being seen. You got shows dedicated to Access Hollywood, TMZ. I mean, shows that make their money based on what celebrities and sports figures do.
And it appears Yahoo too, because Yahoo needs to just be employed by the NCAA.
Yahoo source.
They're
Yahoo source, man. Whose name is Yahoo source? Because they are unbelievable.
Are they?
They know everything.
Not only that, when they break it, it is factually supported by evidence.
Sound.
They is documented. It's sound. You know, they were the rumblings of the Reggie Bush. Where did it start? Yahoo.
Mm-hmm.
Miami, Yahoo.
And like we said back in the day, man, where there's smoke, there's fire. Unfortunately, they're dealing with kids, and I don't necessarily know how do you police it and how do you change it. Hopefully, you recruit the right state of mind kids where that necessarily isn't a factor.
Well, unfortunately, if you recruit the right state of mind kid, your program is going to be 3-8 each year.
I don't think so. I don't buy that anymore.
I buy that totally.
I think
you need some kids that are hungry. And those kids, unfortunately, come from impoverished.
No, but you got to want it. You got to want it. You got to want it.
And they want it.
You got to want it.
You always yelling at Drake, okay?
Yeah.
All right, why? Drake is talented.
Yeah.
And what do you say? Lazy.
He's also 11.
You know, he's also 11. And look at how he grows up.
He's 11.
Look how he grows up.
I was the same way, and I wasn't necessarily, I didn't have everything that everyone else did. I was good. My dad never pushed me. He never did anything. I think
my dad didn't do that.
If my dad watched me, just like I watched Drake, I mean, I'm looking at a total different set of eyes. I'm looking at it
than your dad.
Than my dad did. I'm looking at it as a professional athlete, wanting him to be a professional athlete at age 11, which you can't do. It's not fair. But at the same time, I have to coach him up and make sure that he does. Like, I'm also going to be his dad. And it, whether that's in school, whether that's in sports, whether that's in life.
Music.
Like I said, live.
Not what I was saying was.
No, like in music, we always apply yourself and always give yourself the best opportunity to be successful. And that's all I try and do. If it's on the football field, if it's in music, he is getting really good at the violin.
Mine over there, too. It doesn't sound as bad anymore. Mackenzie over there with them screeching cats.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star.
It's starting to come along, too.
That was Bob Marley.
Yeah. Okay. It's okay.
Right.
Exactly. But then, you know what? I've seen the people that tend to be successful. Like, I was watching the Hall of Fame speeches. I talked about it briefly
last
time. Uh-huh. And you heard the story of where Shannon Sharp started from. And did you catch any of that on the NFL
channel? Watch it all.
And you watch these very and extremely below humble beginnings that these people start from. There is a hunger, a burning desire in a number
to not
of
be there no
to
more.
Not be there and not to want to return.
I know
and
it someone, all too well.
And someone took a liking to him and brought him along. You know.
I mean, it's all about opportunity. I mean, Oprah talks about. I think she said it was good luck. Preparation meets
opportunity. That's all it is.
Right. And that's really what it is.
I mean,
because you could be a guy super talented, no one ever sees you.
That means the opportunity that you're lacking, but you're prepared.
Right. Okay? Absolutely. That's what I'm trying to say. So it's luck, man.
A lot of it is luck, and it's taking advantage of an opportunity, even though when you sometimes don't recognize that it is an opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you think about or reflect back on some of the situations that you may have been when you were younger, I can say that now that I've hit my 40s. When I was younger,
mm-hmm.
You know, it wasn't perceived opportunity, but a period of reflection or in retrospect, then Yeah, it was. But was I prepared? Probably. But did I acknowledge the fact that it was an opportunity? Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's being bright enough to figure that out, too.
Right. And hopefully we're being aware. Being aware
exactly
enough to know that it's
there. About, that it's right. there.
Well, it's your exposure, too. I mean, you coming up running track and playing football and traveling,
you
got exposed, you know. People saw you, you know. They didn't just show up at your door, you know, knocking on the door, hey, you want to go to school? You know, same with you, you know what I mean? You know, people saw you. People heard about you.
Right. That's how it is. That's how it works.
And because of those things, we are giving our children opportunities that maybe that we now
wasn't
recognize
necessarily afforded
or
to
wasn't
us.
Necessarily there.
Right.
Fortunately for, you know, I would even have to see you, Damien, as well as me, and probably you to more of a degree because we saw the involvement of recruiting services. Now, like you were telling me about Lemming, you remember when he got his start.
He was everywhere.
You know?
He was in parking lots. Tom Lemming was in parking lots. At Iowa, I mean, at every recruiting stop that I pretty much was at in the Midwest, because that's where his base was back in the day. And I mean, in parking lots, taking pictures with Polaroids. I mean, Damon Anderson, Wilmington.
Look at him now, though.
I mean, look at him. I mean, it's hard work. It's preparation. You're laying that groundwork. That's what it's about.
But what it also does.
And I don't think Tom Lemons was broke. Just throwing that out there.
I'm just saying. No.
He just wanted to be. That's a hunger in whatever you believe in. It's having
that passion.
Yeah. And I don't think it's.
Now, he had to be bankrolled to do what he did.
He had to be rolling around balls. I don't know. Because I don't want to say it's just, you know, people that come from poverty that have the passion to play. I think they have a passion just to not be in poverty anymore. And if they knew another outlet, if it was education, they would do the same thing to get out that way.
Is it the fact that they want to get paid, or is it the fact that they play football or basketball and that's their love? That's all they have.
That's their way out.
I think that's all they know.
That's all they know. They know it's an avenue out. Like,
it's not like the other kids, you know, where they've got football, they got baseball, and then they got water skiing, snowboards.
It's called resources.
Exactly. Right. You know, football's all you got. Right.
When you look at, I read an article. You see this happens all the time, so it's nothing strange. But specifically for football, the Pahokee area.
Let me just pause it right there. And is it a bad thing that if our kids didn't want to play football?
Is it a bad thing?
You know what I'm saying? If they just had that many resources, that they just play, no. I mean, I don't think that's a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing.
I don't think that's a bad thing.
Because what you did is you gave them options when you do that. You say
absolutely.
That this
but
is
they
got
to go somewhere.
Avenue.
They got to do something.
Great.
They
got
to do something.
Right. But that could be, I don't care, band camp. That could be math camp. That could be science camp.
That could be college.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
You're going to do something because daddy don't take care of grown folks. We already said that. Able-bodied 18-year-old people.
We can't pay for college.
Able-bodied 18-year-old people.
Until you graduate college.
Yeah, exactly.
Or you won't like the clarinet. Because if somebody's paying for it, we are there.
Exactly.
You know? And I've had serious talks. My daughter now, my oldest, Mackenzie, is talking about TCU. They have a dance program. Mm. Dear, you want to go take a look at it? Hey, we'll barnstorm. We'll go take a look at it. Let's find out what they do in terms of aid. What do you have to have academically? Because you know what? You got two other ones that we got to be responsible for.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And at some point, the gravy train stops at 18 if you're able-bodied and healthy. It is. Yes, it is. You need to make those decisions, and you need to know that that's what's getting
ready. Well, what do you think about a kid working and going to college at the same time?
Absolutely can live with me. Absolutely can.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, because you're doing things that make
you're putting forth effort. You want to support your son or daughter.
That's out there trying to make it work, showing that
they're going to school, they're also working, they're doing everything that they can.
I don't think I'm going to be
welcome to the fact that if they ask me if they can borrow, Dad, can I get your car? No. No, you
got $20 for gas.
You know, like I said, I think about my pop all the time. It's no longer with us, but yeah, I remember he was like, I would have been disappointed if you and your brother were like, basically, Dad, I gotta come on back on home, and ain't nothing happened like no car accident, or you gotta die of cancer. That just wasn't happening in the Lockhart household, okay?
Right. You go, you stay gold.
Yeah, you're preparing to leave the nest. That's what we're doing. We're trying to make you responsible. And if you're not going to accept this, I'm going to make you still responsible.
You know when you really realize it when you're three years out, like now with me and Ira, 3 years out, and you're like, whoa, 3 years, and he's gone. You know what I mean? He's got to be prepared in 3 years. And, you know, the kid's still walking out of the bathroom with his pajamas sticking to him because he doesn't dry off. You know what I mean? Getting him to think, you know, how are you going to live on your own? You know what I mean?
You got to be prepared for that, folks. But, hey, man, it's been a wonderful spending a little time with you on this Friday, August 26, 2011. We have been graced by the presence
of Mr.
Damien Anderson. And, again, special shout-out to my lovely daughter, Mia, 9 years old today.
Happy birthday, Mia.
you.
Hey, hey, hey. Everybody have a good, great, safe weekend, and we'll catch you next week Friday.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.